Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good morning. It's March 18th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 7, verse 19. And it reads, "The disciples of John reported all these things to him. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" You know, how patient is our Lord? The Bible tells us that his mercies are new every morning, that he's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And this is what we see here in this section of scripture when Jesus is questioned by John the Baptist's disciples. In the next verse, the disciples ask Jesus, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" And Jesus, if he was just a man, you know, if he was me or I him, would have responded much different. I know how I would respond, and Lord help me to learn to be more like you. But I would have said, "Are you kidding me? John's asking this? He's known me since we were babies. If anyone should know that I'm the Messiah, it's him. I mean, isn't he supposed to be a prophet? Why doesn't he ask God who I am?" You know, my response would be indignation for not being recognized. You know, how often do people in today's society, especially the famous and elite classes, demand respect? You know, this is basically a foundational doctrine in the hip-hop culture. Respect me. Is that how Jesus responds, though? Let's see. In Luke 7:22, "And he answered them, 'Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised, the poor have good news preached to them.'" Think about this amazing response. He even responds with humility and loving kindness. He doesn't belittle John's faith or his understanding of Scripture, but rather confirms it and builds his faith. Because it would have been simpler for Jesus to come right out and say, "Yes, I'm the Messiah." But he doesn't do that. Instead, maybe knowing that John is in need of having his spirit lifted and his faith reconfirmed, cites Scripture as proof that he is the Messiah. He basically tells John here, "I know you. I know that you understand Scripture, and I know that your understanding of Scripture is sound. Therefore, hear what I am doing, what works I am doing, and you will know. I trust that you will know." You know, sometimes when you're studying Scripture, you know, a little closer, certain passages that you've read countless times just hit you harder. And these verses really hit me when I was putting this together. Just how patient and how loving and reassuring our Savior is. In the midst of all the fanfare and all the crowds, and keep in mind, Jesus had just raised a young man from the dead, he still takes time to bring peace and reassurance to John, his beloved cousin, in the way that John needed. Because he could have just said, "Go tell John I'm the Messiah." But John may have still doubted or had other doubts about his faith. You know, how can I be sure? What did he say? What did he do? I haven't seen it. I'm stuck in this jail cell. But instead, he tells him, "John, hear what I'm doing. You know what that means. You know by these things who I am. Basically, your job is done. You were here to prophesy the coming of the Messiah, and I'm here now." You know, so what do you need? What questions do you have for God to answer? He tells us to ask and we shall receive. Maybe not in the way we want, but in the way we need. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." And our proverb, comes from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.